Erevin, Perigimel, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is really a Hemshech of the Mishnahis before. In order to create a Mokum Shvisa, so like we said, you have to have to be Kevea that your Shvisa is in a place. You Kevea that by putting down Mazoin. That makes it into a Dira. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed, previous Mishnahis, we discussed Oichel, that's not roi lachila, or more accurately, not roi for the specific person who's being shovas lachila, for whatever reasons. Here we're talking about something that we did mention, which is called huve ruvay b'mokam echod. In order for that to be a mokam shvisa, can't be that you're in location A and your oichel is in location B. You need to be huve ruvay b'mokam echod. We'll just add the same vein that we had in Mishnah Aleph. We have an oichel that's roi for him, but it's not roi. It's roi for somebody else, but it's not roi for him. Can have also a mokum that he can't go into. We had mention of a kohen in a beis akvaris. Is that totally in the machlekes sumchas and the rabbanon like truma li Yisrael? It's machlekes v'shainim. Tosfos and the Rosh hold that huve ruvay mokum echod is a tnai hamakeves lekuli alma. Rashi and the Ritva hold that it's the same machlekes tanoim. Okay, so you have to have. In the Tzura of the Mishnah in front of us, you have to have the Chefetz, the Oichel, and him in the same Rishus. The Shaila is, what happens if they're detached from each other, but the only, you could really have access to it in your Mokum Shvisa, in your location A. The fact that the Eruv, the Oichel, is B'Mokum Beis, is not a problem, but in order to get it into Mokum Aleph, you have to be over on a Shvus. So here we get into a sugya that we also mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, which is that there's a machlokes Rebbe in the Chachamim that's mentioned in several brises, not mufurish by us in the Mishnah, but Rebbe and the Chachamim argue about the doing of a shvus ben hashmoshes, the time that an eruv has to be validly accessible is ben hashmoshes, because that's when you're kind of shvisa. The fact that there's something that you can't do 12 o'clock Leil Shabbos is not really the koyveh, it's not the litmus test, whether it's called Veruvi B'Mokum Echod, it's Ben Hashmoshes. So theoretically, even something which would be also an Issur D'Rabbanon, if you hold like a Rebbe, that you could be do a Shvus Ben Hashmoshes, so then that would override the Shvus. And it would be called Huveru Mokum Echot. We'll just add, by the way, that's not every Shvus that goes under this category. A Shvus which is like a Malocha, but with a Shinui, Kalachayat, that type of thing, that has the status of a Malocha, that's a Dovah Chomer, that you can't do even a Shvus. Shvus we're talking about like Amir Lakum, any Shvus which carries with it a possibility of being over, it'll bring to a Malocha Amur, also Chazal Warim Matur. So really, we can't make our own Tzushtels. But what's negay over here is carrying from a Rishus, which is only awesome derabonon. What's also negayah, specifically in our Mishnah, is a shvus to take something off a tree. If something is hanging on a tree, you're not allowed to take it off from derabonon. That shvus would be mutter ben hashmoshos, and thereby, if it was only a shvus of something being on a tree that was preventing you from being veruvei b'mokam echot, that would not be a minyan. Now let's learn the Mishnah. Nisonoi bi'ilon, the Erev was put, lemalo me'asor tvochim, it was put on a tree, above asor tvochim. We'll add that what we're talking about, the Mepharshim say, look at the Rav, is that the trunk of the tree is wide enough, it's 10 amas tall, times 10 amas, 10 tvochim tall, and it's 4 amas by 4 amas wide. When you have that width, so you're talking about that al-gabe the ilon is a flat place, it has mechitzos, the side of the tree. By the way, those mechitzas extend upward. That's a klal that we're going to learn a lot about through the length and breadth of Maseches Erevin. It's called Gurasik. The length, the height of the tree goes up, and it makes the mokim on top of the tree trunk considered a mokim nifrat, so Rishus HaYochid Fnei Atzmoy. Has to be above 10. And it also has to be that it's a mokim that's dalar al gabi dal. You put it on the flat part of a tree, like we said, and it's considered Rishus HaYochid. Ein Eruv HaEruv. And the reason for that is because since it's Rishus HaYochid, we happen to be talking, the Gemara says, about where his place that he was kaveh shvisa on the bottom of the tree, on the ground, is Rosh Hashanah. Taking something off the tree is an issa deraisa. Being oikir something that's on a Rosh Hashanah and bringing it into the Rosh Hashanah, if it's a hoitzah deraisa in a ruvei erev, it's not called uvei ruvei makom echad. Lamato me'asara tvachim a ruvei erev. We're talking about where the tree, the top of the tree, where you're putting on the flat part of the tree, is below asara tvachim. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. What is the airspace of a Rosh Hashanah if it's a little bit of a separate mokoim? It's not within 3 tvachim of the ground, which is lavud, and it's not above asara tvachim where that mokoim by itself is Rosh Hashanah. But it's on a tree, it's on the flat part of a tree, that would be called a carmelis. Oy bazoi, a ruver. Even though you have to be moitzi it from a carmelis and bring it into Rosh Hashanah, that's certainly only the Rabban. So, like we said, Shvus, we're going over here with the Mishnah of Rebbe, that Shvus is Mutter Ben Ashmoshes. Nesone Babor, here we're talking about a bor which is in a Carmelis. Generally speaking, a deep bor is not found in the middle of a Rosh Hashanah. Afilu Omuk Me'o Amo, the bor itself is Rosh Hashanah, because the level of the ground is, it's definitely 4x4 wide. And we're talking about something that's very deep. Afilu omek me'amo, so it's a proper Rosh Hashanah. The loaf of bread that you're using for an erev or whatever food is there. It's in a Rosh Hashanah. You're pulling it up into a carmelis. Again, Rosh Hashanah to a carmelis. Same thing as what we had. Rosh Hashanah to a carmelis. Shvus. Shvus. Ben Hashmoshes is motim emelei ruvei erev. Nisa noibiroi shakon noibiroi shakundos. Kona is a type of hard branch, and it could be growing out of the ground, or it could be what's called in the Mishnah Bizman Shu Tolush. It was already uprooted from the ground. The notes, it was then put back in. It's serving as a pole, it's stuck in the ground, but it's really not attached to the ground. It's Tolush, it's not something that's growing. Rosh HaKundos. Kundos is also a branch of some type of long tree. And people would pull out such a branch and they would stick it into the ground to serve again as a landmark, as a pole, as a sign. So here he stuck it into the ground, ostensibly to use as his landmark where his Makom Shvitz is. So he wants to put the loaf of bread or whatever else he's using as an Eruv on the top of the pole. This way it should be safe. Animals shouldn't eat it before Shabbos. So he puts it on the top. Remember that these things are not attached. What's the difference? These branches are very thin, so the top of the branch is certainly not a Rosh Hashanah. It's the airspace of a Rosh Hashanah. It's mutter min ha-Torah. If these branches would be attached, then there would be a gzeirah d'rabbanan to take something off a branch where you're able to snap off part of the branch, or you're able to pull a leaf off the branch. That's koitzer d'raisa. Because the activity that you're doing, which is a shvus, but it's a shvus chomer because it'll lead to an issa deraisa. There, Chazal will not matter, even according to Man Dama, that shvus ben hashmoshes is mutter. That's what we pointed out in the Hagdama. What we're talking about over here is there wouldn't be, even if you would snap off a piece, it wouldn't be a problem. Why? Because bizman shu talish v'not. Therefore, afilu gavaya me'o amo, even if it's very tall, it's not a rishus hayochid, it's not wide dalid. Now, this is not so partial. The Gemara has a discussion that it could be that the idea over here of putting down the loaf of bread is you have to put it on a place. If you put it on the top of a tree and it's wide dalid, that's a mokum. Same way dalid al dalid can be Rosh Hashanah, it's a mokum also that you're putting the bread someplace. When you're hanging a loaf of bread in a plastic bag on the top of a tall pole, it's not really on anything. It's not really any place. It's not on the ground. It's not on something that can be considered a location. So it's sort of like the loaf of bread is flying ba'avir. Whether that's called, remember, you're not trying to make accessible bread. You're trying to make the place where the bread is into a mokum shvisa. It's not a mokum, how could it be a mokum shvisa? So it's a machlokes tanoim whether that actually works. Maybe what you have to do is you have to do on top of the kone, you have to have a platform that's roch of dalet al dalet. I then into a shuseyochit. So you'll have to say, we're talking about standing in a carmelis. So vinishvi, there wouldn't be an issa deraisa because you're reaching up from the carmelis onto that platform, like a birdhouse on top of a branch, a tall pole with a birdhouse that's dalal al tvachim 10 feet up in the air. So you reach up 5 feet up in the air. You reach up into the air. You pull down the bread. It's on a makom. Ah, you're pulling it off a branch. You're not really pulling it off a branch because it's notes. And then you don't have a problem. Ah, you're carrying it from a makom. That's it's really a makom tour because it's above lamala me'asora. And you're carrying it into a karmelis. Not a problem. Shvus ben hashmoshes. Nisonai b'migdol. V'ovad ha'mafteach. The Erev was put, again, the problem was you're going to put a loaf of bread down in the field. Go out to the mokum where you want to be kind of shvisa, out in the field. Put down the bread. It's not going to be there. Come ben hashmoshes. The animal's going to eat. So you have to keep it safe. You hang it on a pole. That's why there's a struggle over here. Where is it? So in this case, what he did was he put it in a huge closet. That's there. He called that a migdal. The size of a huge closet, a huge kli, which is out of the shear of a regular kli, in halacha, legabi hilchos Shabbos, is when something has the size of a boim saw. A boim saw is already the size of a mikvah. And the Chazal's terminology, that becomes ois kli. It's not mekabel tumah, like a regular kli. It also becomes something that if you break on Shabbos, you're over on binyan and stira. That means if you create, if you slip in a door into one of these big closets, you're over on binyan. The mashmos in the Mishnah, the way the Gemara understands it, is that we're specifically talking about something big. If you'd be talking about it's locked up in a regular box, you have a lunch box, and the lunch box is out in the field, then this Mishnah wouldn't exist. Read the rest of the Mishnah. Nesonei b'migdal v'ovad ha'mafteach. The key was lost, now you're going to have to break it open. If it was in a small box, not a problem. Because breaking open something small, there's a discussion about it in Masechet Shabbos, but the Mishnah by us, the Gemara says, is going that there's no binyan and stira bekelim. Breaking open a lunchbox is not a melacha. You know, I'll do a midrabanan, but that's not an issue over here. Break it open. The problem is that we're talking about over here a migdal, and the migdal, if you'd have to break it open, you'd be over on stiras. You'd be over on the opposite of binyan, which is the melacha of stira. That would be a problem. So what we're talking about over here, the Gemara says, is that the door of the closet of this big, huge migdal is tied with strings. There's a key there, theoretically, that you could open it up with, but the key is not available. Hareza Erev. Why is that? So the Gemara gives a lot of color over here, that what we're talking about over here is you could cut it open with a knife. The knife itself is, that's certainly not the proper shimush of the knife, is not to be used for cutting open strings that are tying together the doors of an aroin. But in this case, you're not over on any melacha. You're not breaking open the aroin. Breaking open the chavolim that bind it is mekalkel. You're destroying the chains, the locks. Mekalkel, it's only derabonim. Shavuos. We're back to how you saw it. Shvus ben hashmoshes, you have an Eruv. Harei ze Eruv. Reb Lezer oimer, im eino yodeh shemavtech b'mkoymoy. He had no knowledge that the key was there, that it was accessible, which would make it huve Eruv makom echod. Eino Eruv. Why is that? He also holds that ein binyan ustir b'kelem. What he holds is that there's an issa mukta on using a knife, which is used for buttering bread, to use that if it's a sharp knife, it's used for cutting open peyros, and now you're using it to cut open chavolim that are tying up the aroin. It's not the proper usage of it. He holds, which is a discussion in Perikol HaKelim, that to use a kli for something that it's not supposed to be used for is also a violation of gzeiras kelim of Hilchos Muktzah. So you have two shvusim. You have a shvus of picking up the knife, and you have the shvus of cutting open the chains, the chavolim. Two shvusin already is already too far removed to be able to consider who ve'iruvei b'mokam echot. As they state the Gemara, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. We'll add one more detail as an aside. The Mefarshim bring Taisfis, the Rosh, the other Rishonim brought in the Paiskim, that if the key, you see over here, he's talking about any yedei shemavtech b'mkaymei. What happens if the beginning of Shabbos, Yitaka didn't know where the key was, and you threw up your hands, you don't have an eruv, can't walk to where you wanted to walk. You find it Lel Shabbos at 9 o'clock, or more practically, is when it's light out, that's when you're able to find it. You find the key nearby. Depends. If the key, the mafteach is in a mokum in an ear in some place that's settled. So you could say to yourself, look, it's mistaber that you would have looked in the morning, you would have found it. That's considered that we look at it, that the key, and thereby the Erev was accessible. It would be mutl kuli alma, the Erev would be an Erev. If it's found by soda, you wouldn't have found it. It's not considered that it was accessible, the mafreya, the shas shvisa. And therefore, the Erev is not an Erev because it doesn't help that you have an Erev Shabbos morning. You need oichel b'mokim kviyas shvisosoi leil Shabbos by Ben HaShemoshes. And you don't have it. Mishnah Dalet. Nizgalgul chutz l'tchum. We're talking about, again, the lechem, whatever oichel you're using to be kind of shvisa, rolled out of, you have your 2,000 amas. You walked from your house 2,000 amas. You want to put down the loaf of bread. You want to be kind of shvisa, in order to enable you to walk another 2,000 amas to get to where you want to get to on Shabbos. Nizgalgul chutz l'tchum. The Mefarshim explain what that means is, it's, what does it mean, chutz l'tchum, not an inch, a centimeter. It means dalar amas. Why? Because a person that's out of the tchum, we'll see him in Hashem later on, has dalar amas b'chol mokum. A person walks out of the tchum, he's stuck in the middle of a field. He's allowed to walk dalar amas in any direction. So therefore, in order to be called out of the Erev, it has to be a full dalar amas outside of that alpayim amas. Alternatively, we said four. There's a machloikis. Does a person have four amas in each direction? Two amas in each direction, depending on which shear you hold of. That's how far allowance you have outside the alpayim amas to be called chutz l'tchum. Vinofel alav gal, even though the Mishnah says vinofel, it really means oinofel alav gal. Rocks fell on the kikar lechem. And now the only way to get to it, the only way to access the bread, is only by using tools. The Gemara calls a marav chatzina, digging tools of those days, to dig into the ground. That is an av malocha of chayfer, charisha. If it would just be a rock fell on, and you just have to reach down and pull off the rock, that's an isa mukta. Shvus, again, we have Rebbe, Shvus ben Hashmoshes, no problem. So far we have two cases of an Erev which is inaccessible. Oy Nisraf, got burnt. Ein lecho inaccessible yoysim izeh. Oy Truma v'nitmes. Truma Temeo is Osir ben Lekana ben Lisraelim. You don't have any machloikis like you had in Mishnah Aleph. Over here it's definitely Osir. So these four cases are an Erev which is no longer accessible l'achilo, or no longer roi l'achilo. Therefore, the halacha is very straightforward. If they were rendered inaccessible, the Erev was never an Erev. It was a chal b'shas ben hashmoshes. Mishech hashecho, harez Erev. This chelik of the Mishnah is pashut. Obviously, if the Erev no longer is Shabbos morning, it's no worse than if you ate it. The time that you need to be kain shvisa is ben hashmoshes. So if it was around, it's around. If it was after tzeis hakacham, no problem. Where's the catch in the third case? Im Sofik, if you have where it's a Sofik, whether it was destroyed or rendered inaccessible, ben Hashmoshet or not, here there's a machlokes tanoim. Remeiv Reb Yehuda Oimrim Hareze Chamor Gomo. The fascinating nusach of Chazal. Chamor Gomo means like this. Talking about a person who has to get a Chamor and a Gomo that are hitched up together, of course you're not allowed to, because it's Klayim, to go. The way to make a Chamor move is by standing behind him. The way to get a gomel to move is by standing in front. So what happens if you're trying to drive in two directions? You're not going to get any place. Your wheels are going to go round and round. The chamor and the gomel are going to be back and forth and back and forth. You're not going to be able to get anything done. So a person who's stretched in two directions, and because of that he's stuck, beloshen chazal is called a chamor gomel. That's what we have over here. We have a yid nebuch who was, maybe his eruv was no access. Mamele, he's stuck with his shvisa at home. Maybe his Erev was an Erev, therefore his Mokum shvisa is 2,000 amas away. So he's stuck in the very limited ear space, or ground space, of 2,000 amas between that Mokum and his house. He can't go in the other direction from his house, because maybe it's more than 2,000 amas from the Erev. He can't go past the Erev, because maybe his Mokum is the house. He's stuck. He's a Chamor Gomel. So that's what it means. Remeir Rim Yehuda say, you have a Sofik. And you can't be Machria. Reb Yoisi, Yesh Gorsin v'Reb Shimon. It's not clear if Reb Shimon is in the Girsa, but he's definitely part of the Machlokes over here. Reb Yoisi and Reb Shimon hold. Oimrim, Sofik Erev Kosher, they're Mekel. Chidish. The reason why Reb Shimon is not so clear if he's in the Mishnah is because of the next line. Om Reb Yoisi, Avtumus. Avtumus is a kadmoin, a tana kadmoin that we have almost no access to. Hein mishum chamishas kenim al sofik eruv shekosher. He brought a shmur mideres kadmoinim that said like him. Now, we haven't explained yet what the machloikis is. What is the machloikis? Tanoim between Remeinu and Yehuda that hold that a sofik eruv you have to go lechumra both ways. And Rav Yosi and Shimon hold sofik eruv is kosher. Sofik eruv lekula doesn't mean stam you can be mekel. What it means is that the eruv is assumed to be in its status as kosher. And then the assumption is your makom shvisa is 2,000 amos away where you put down the food. And the shabbos boy, you have an outstanding sofik. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara goes into a lamdisha inyan. That be'emesin, when a person puts down Friday afternoon at 12 o'clock his eruv, come 5 o'clock p.m. when shkia kicks in, the eruv is becheskas eruv. That's becheskas where he set himself up. Chazok d'meikor like kolatar kula. And this idea is so positive that Remeinu and Yehuda, the Gemara says, amoydu also. If you put down an eruv at 12 o'clock p.m., the eruv has a cheskas, kidemeikara, it was in place, it was roi lachil, and so on. That's not the machloikis. The machloikis over here is a lamdish case straight out of Yevamos and Ksubis, where there are two edim said that it was before Shabbos, two edim said that it was on Shabbos, trey. And the shaila is over here whether we're maimid something on a chazok demeikara when you have a trey. This is a famous machloikis in Yevamos. Whether we say chazok b'mokom trey. A very fascinating idea. On the one hand, when you have two edim on side A of the suffix, you have two edim on side B, there's nothing stronger than edim. How does chazokah beat edim? Nothing beats edim. The answer is that chazokah is not really paskining negative edim. The alam de shavod comes from Kiveger, from the Shmeitzer. Chazokah is just telling you, okay, I hear the edim are saying like this, edim saying fakert. So now what do I do? Practically, it's a mahaluch. On Hanhoga, what are you supposed to do with Mokom Sovik? It's not trying to tell us a hachro of what the Metzias is. Roiv, but Mokom Treyadre you can't use. Because Roiv says this is the reality. You can't say this is the reality, Kenegredim. But you could say, okay, so now when in doubt, what now? Going forward, what should I do? So you have a Sovik here, Treyadre. Shtal Zechon Chazoka. The Gemara actually, in one variation over here, says that the Machlokes is not really even about this principle. The Machlokes over here is that Remain Rabbi Yehuda hold that the need for an Eruv, Eruv Tchumen, is Deraisa. Tchumen is Deraisa. Because it's Deraisa, B'mokim, Sovik Deraisa, we don't rely on Chazok B'mokim Trey. Sovik Derabonon, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon hold, and that's where we're passing that Eruv Tchumen, the need for Eruv Tchumen, is only Derabonon, Sovik Trey, where it's a Sovik Derabonon, over there you can use Chazokah. We'll just point out one more thing. We're saying that the Eruv itself, the loaf of bread, is becheskas that it's okay. What about the mensch, the person? Is becheskas that his mokoim is back home sweet home where he lives? Not 2,000 amos away. That's only going to be chal by shkia. Why don't we say cheskas gavra, the person, kin is says that he's does not have a mokoim shvisa 2,000 amos away? The answer the Ritva says is very simple. Where's the real sofik? The real sofik is in the bread, not in the person. You're right, you do have a chazok on the person, but the real sovik, the existential sovik, is in the bread. Similar, you have a person who's toivel in a mikveh, you don't know if the mikveh still has aboim so or not. So the person himself has a cheskes tumah. The mikveh has a chazok that yesterday you measured and had aboim so. Cheskes mikveh, the Ritva says. Why? Because the sovik is in the mikveh, the sovik is not in the person. It's only on the person by dint of the fact that he was toivel in the mikveh. It's a tzushtel in those sugis. Lamaisa, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. We do paskin that tchumen is derabonon. We do paskin that you can use a chazaka b'mokom trey. Fascinating discussion in a Mishnah and Erevin, and you see the klolim of hilchas chazakas and hilchas edus.